Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I, my beloved, we're trying to wrangle the kittens. We have one, and we're trying to get the other two so that we can take them to the farm so that they can grow up to be adult kittens and live happily ever after. They're really jumpy, a lot jumpier now that they were traumatized by the so concerned neighbors who, I want to say thank you to all those individuals who DM'd me and talked to me on Twitter about my feelings, because I don't know, part of me thought, oh, I'm overreacting. But then a part of me just completely felt violated. And what else? It's kind of hot out, but there's a nice cool breeze coming in. Ooh, Mountain Dew. So you done? Huh? All right. So my beloved has given up for the night. We're packing it in, finishing up some of the evening stuff. Even though it's only like 6:43. Wow, it's early! I talked to the man-child today, and today my daughter tonight is having her birthday party. Her birthday was Wednesday. I feel old, suddenly. Nothing like ice-cold Mountain Dew. But let's make it colder with some ice cubes. Yeah. I like that. What else? My oldest son got married this July, and I told him his paternal grandmother had collected some coins and different things for him and put it all in a glass bear bank. And I told my son that when he got married, he could have the bear and he could have his father's baby book. I found the baby book. But I cannot, for the life of me, find the bear. He'd asked me about it once before. So I was out in the shed, and I'm looking at everything that's in those plastic tubs. And I had marked in black marker whose tub it was and kind of what was in it. Half of the shed is nothing but Halloween decorations. The other half of the shed belongs to the man-child and my mother. And my mother's been wanting her tubs when she moved out, when I got married, and then she had to leave the apartment, so she moved into one of the senior high-rises, and she just packed up a lot of stuff and said, here, just keep this and I'll go through it later. Three plastic containers are nothing but stuffed animals. And I don't know what the rest of the stuff is. And I was thinking, you know what? This might be a good year to get rid of it. To give it all back to her so she can do with it whatever she wants to do with it. Man-child stuff, he's got books. One book I looked at, it was The Last Templar he read. And, there was a couple of game books he had, and he had a notebook in there that he had, for comics, and, there was some book about Buddhism, Judaism. And I know recently talking to him on the phone, he had ordered from Amazon Anthony LaVey's book, which didn't sit very well with his father, but you know, when you're young, you're kind of searching for what is out there and what is what. And he's just really, his favorite TV show is that one, I think it's called Cosmos. He loved that show. I couldn't get into it. What is it? Astrophysics or something? Metaphysics? He's always been weird like that. I think my child was switched at birth, but anyway, I found in one of the containers, I found all my high school stuff, my high school t-shirt with all the kids' names on the back, my Powder Puff jersey, my 10-year class reunion pamphlet, all the extra pamphlets that go with the yearbook, a plaque that my grandmother had made of a pair of shoes that were mine when I was 3 months old, and she had shellacked them onto a piece of wood and had little dried flowers on it. And I was like, wow, it kind of turned yellow, but it's all still intact. And photographs and love letters, and I had to go through a course to read the love letters, and wow, they're to me. Wow. And pictures, and wow. The pictures of me without having braces, I think had my father not got the braces for me, or I think it would have been child abuse, because my teeth were so bad, and all you could see was my two front teeth, that they were just huge for my face and my mouth. And you really do have those awful, god-awful school pictures. I don't think anybody's ever taken decent pictures. Those were funny. And just thinking back to, oh my god, that was so long ago. So long ago. I don't even remember. It hurts to actually think about way back when. But yeah, that is my Saturday evening. I'm inside in front of the fan, sitting in silence and talking to y'all and trying to get back in the habit of doing audio blogs, audio journals, audio booze, micro podcasting, whatever you want to call it, because I really kind of stopped doing it for like 2-3 weeks. Not that I didn't record, I did record, but I just never, running out of time. Laterness, people.